Welcome to the Going Merry Podcast, the number one One Piece rewatch podcast on the internet. My name is Derek and I am your host. And as always, I have my two co-hosts with me. Amanda, how are you today?
I'm thirsty. How are you?
You're allowed to take a drink during the podcast. Like, it's
Oh, I know,
okay.
but I want like an alcoholic beverage.
Go get an alcoholic beverage. What the
It's
hell?
okay. I haven't eaten in a while.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Fine. Just don't complain. Whitney, what's up?
I'm also thirsty.
Again, get something to drink.
I don't have anything. I'm like totally out of everything, and I've not been home
No.
any night this week. So, like, I don't have any wine. I don't have any coffee. I have coffee. I don't have creamer. That was a lie. I don't have any Diet Mountain Dew.
No.
Well, Hondo.
So I have nothing but tap water, and you know I don't drink
Oh,
water.
man, the other
You know
day
who
I
else doesn't drink water?
my
Florence
idol,
Pugh.
my future wife.
We were just talking about her. That's why we're
Wait,
thirsty.
she doesn't drink water?
She hates water.
She hates it. We were before the show. We were talking about a podcast she was on. What is it called again, Amanda?
It was
Off
called
Menu.
Dish, or it is called Dish, and she's also on one called Off Menu. They're both like
Right.
food related ones. The
And
more
she
recent one
talks.
was Dish.
I haven't seen the Dish one, but the Off Menu one. They ask people what their favorite dinner would be from like start to finish, and she's so detailed with it. And they're like, okay, well, would you do regular water or sparkling water? And she's like, fuck water. I hate water. We're not drinking water. And I was like,
Yeah, she went
okay.
straight to like dirty martini or something like that.
Soulmate. And she has to have the glasses chilled. They have to be cold before you pour your drink in. I just love her.
Interesting. They
And
do that
she's
at
my
bars
future wife.
sometimes. If it's a nice bar, they'll
I
chill
like
the
a
glasses.
chilled glass. Yeah.
Right? It makes a difference.
It
And
does, for sure.
especially if you're having
Yeah.
the drink up and without ice. So then you want a cold glass to put it in.
Absolutely.
Martinis.
Yeah. Americans are spoiled with ice. They really are.
Yeah, they don't do that anywhere else.
Seriously, and like when I was in both Greece and Italy, it's like if you get ice, you get like 2 cubes. Like it's hardly any, which they do small glasses anyway, so 2 cubes is plenty. Like it works, but yeah,
They must
it's
also hate water in Paris because that one time that I went to the bar and then we were like, hey, can we get some water? And the guy was like, ha ha ha, no. And we thought he was kidding. And then he never came back with water. So fuck me, I guess.
That's hilarious.
That's
Yep.
awesome. I love
Way to
it.
go, man. Don't know what your name was.
I mean, hey, it sounds like the trip to the restaurant was more fun, and it's a place you're going to remember from now on.
Yeah, I
So,
forget if fromagerie or so. I don't know. It was a cheese place. It was
okay, so
delicious,
obviously you're not
though.
going to remember it
Ooh.
that
We had
well.
a
That's cool.
wonderful bottle of wine. I think it was Syrah.
Ooh,
Anyway,
Syrah.
the
Okay.
meat and cheese board was great.
This is not helping my
I know.
thirst.
Damn it. Why did I say that?
Can
Damn it, Amanda.
I miss that in those because when I was in Italy, we went to this place in Florence for lunch. I didn't even remember what the hell I had to eat. I just had to eat. I just remember that they set this big ass carafe in the full of wine in the middle of our table, and they're like, "Here, all you can drink comes with your food." And I drank that whole fucking thing by myself. Like that
Ooh,
wine was so good.
you were buzzing.
And it, oh, I was. I was tired and I was buzzing. And it, the food tasted amazing. I was like, damn, that was a great fucking meal. And I'm pretty sure that was the cheapest place we went to the whole time I was there, but it was still fucking good.
Can find really good food. Listen, I know people say that Europe is expensive or Paris or whatever. You can find some really good food for not a whole lot of money.
Absolutely.
And
There's a lot
I've
of
not
places
done
that
it a lot,
wine
but
is cheaper than water.
yeah, and it's
For
pretty
sure.
decent if you like that. But like you were talking about drinking a pitcher of wine yourself, but we shared a pitcher, but I could have drank in Barcelona. We had sangria. We had two different kinds, but the one they had with shoot, what was it called? What's that champagne type thing they have? Is it
Cava.
Cava? Yes, we had a Cava sangria. Oh my God.
Nice. That
It was
sounds
one of the
great.
best things I've ever had. It was pink
I
and
love Cava.
it had cut up fruit in it and little green apple pieces, and it was just so perfect. And it was cold. I could have drank it myself, but
I
that
have
would
a
have been
bottle of
rude.
Cava in the fridge.
I need to see if I can get some somewhere, make my own sangria. That would be fantastic.
when my family and I were on Mykonos, it was our first, like, we had literally just landed like an hour and a half before this. We landed at the airport, we went to our hotel that we were staying at, and then we walked down to the town that was at the bottom of the hill. And we were looking for a place to eat, you know, for dinner. And we found this one place. So it's like, cool, it opens a half in a half hour. We'll walk around for a little bit. So we walk around and get back, and the place was pretty much empty because, again, they just opened. And we're like, hey, yeah, we want a table. And we were all laughing because they put us in the very back corner of the restaurant. And it was absolutely because of the way we were dressed. Like, we were in sweats and a
I've had that
t-shirt
happen to
and
me too.
jeans. They were
That's
like,
funny.
these are not the people we want on the porch to share.
Yeah,
We're
that
gonna
happened
hide
when I
these
went to
Americans
London.
back.
They like put us like it was some bar that was like downstairs, but then they said they had like a private party going on, and it wasn't like the whole room wasn't blocked off, just a section of it. But then they like made us sit in this like offshoot room that had like a
Yes.
broken air conditioner like clanking in the corner, and we're like, this place is
This
musty, I don't like it here.
is not the clientele we want to advertise. We are
I
not a
was like,
sweats and t-shirts kind of place. Oh man,
if
yeah,
you
it
want
was
to
funny.
immediately reveal that you're American when you go to eat in Europe, wear sweatpants and ask for ice. And
Yes.
ask to split the bill when you're finished eating.
I know. God,
We
I
just
really
need to
tried
all
not to
go
do
again
that.
because we're all thinking about it so much all the time about traveling
Yes.
again. It's
Oh yeah,
August.
we never split bills. We would just one person cover dinner one day, one
Yeah.
person cover it the
Yeah,
next.
that's what you should do. And that's what I
Yeah.
always wanted to do. But unfortunately, that is not always how it went when I was with my group.
It's okay.
That happens. That'll buff out.
Moving on.
You'll take
Yeah.
another trip and it'll be better.
This is
Yeah.
true.
Not that you had a bad time, but you won't have
No, I had a great time.
that.
I was willing to just be like, I don't care. It's not worth it. But
Yeah.
I know what not to do.
Yes.
So, how about Frankie?
Yeah. Before we jump in, I thought this was funny. That's why I wanted to share it with you. So my friend Alex that I work with, that got me on One Piece, I am trying to get him to watch Invincible now. He has not seen it. And he has seen, and I'm not going to spoil for anybody that has not seen it. You should watch it. But he has seen Omni-Man and the Guardians of the Globe and that scene. And so he was asking me a little bit about it. I was like, yeah, it's episode one. Like, and he's like, whoa, I thought that was like a finale or something. I was like, no, guy. He goes, okay, so now it's just coming down to like, what's going on here? Like, and then he started throwing all these theories at me. And I was like, yeah.
Just watch it.
I was like, yeah, sure, go for it. And he was
I don't know what it is. I have said this like
like,
multiple times, but I have only watched like 5 episodes of season one, and I just have not been, nothing has made me go back to watch it, and I don't know why. Like, I'm like not interested, which is
happens.
unfortunate because I
Yeah,
hear
it
it's
is.
good, and I'm just
It
like, why?
is.
I forced myself to watch like episode 4 and episode 5. I'm like, just keep watching it, and I'm like, I don't care. I don't know why.
Yeah, I
Ugh,
mean,
maybe someday.
I would say that if you've watched 5 episodes, I would say you've given it a perfect amount of chance. Like,
Yeah.
that's one of those shows that's a pretty quick moving pace. So it's like if you don't like it by the first episode or two, you're probably not gonna like it.
Yeah, I don't know why. I
But
like Steven Yeun.
he's good. He's really good in that. But Alex was he was explaining all these theories to me. I was like, yeah, sure. Okay. And he was like, no. He's like, I see what you're doing. I'm not one of your podcast people that you can just give me sarcastic answers to.
Yeah. I was like, that sounds
Interesting.
familiar. Does
He's
Alex listen to the podcast?
listened to a couple episodes.
Come on, Alex, get with it. You know
Freaking
who does listen to the podcast?
Rosie
Garrett.
and Garrett.
Garrett,
Because
yes.
he was like, I'm dying laughing listening to Amanda and Whitney theorize about all this stuff. And I'm just like,
Yeah.
bite me, Garrett.
Bite me.
No, we shouldn't tell our listeners to bite us. No, it's okay. Go ahead and
Do it
tell
again. We want
them. Yeah, no.
that. I'll do it again.
Speaking of this, I apologize. I should have said this weeks ago or pointed this out weeks ago, but I see these, I see the numbers when I post the episode to or schedule it to record or to release on the podcast, which is usually right after we record. So I don't think about it a week later when we actually do record. We are officially over 5,000 listens now.
Yay, thanks,
Actually,
people.
we're like 5,200 or 5,300. So we are well over now, and I just keep forgetting to say anything. So
Nice.
huge thank you to all of our listeners for
Thank
listening to us.
you.
That's awesome. But yeah, so sorry for
Merci.
not remembering
Thanks, people that I know.
that. How many languages can we say thank you in?
Gracias. Merci.
Danke.
Grazie.
Dankeschön. Arigato. Is
Fischer.
that Japanese?
And then let's see, Eparisto, which is Greek.
Okay.
So I got three down. I don't think we've said thank you yet in English, so that's another
Oh, well.
one.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
I know we're trying to get off the whole traveling thing, but I don't know if either one of you had this issue, and maybe you didn't since you only went to the one country on your trips. But when I was, oh no, you did go to
I went to
two?
two also.
Yeah, I went
I
to
went to
two. Okay.
Belgium for a day.
Okay.
Actually, three, my bad.
So maybe I just wasn't paying attention. Fuck me. All right.
Right?
So like on in my trip, we went to Greece. We were there for about a week, and then we went to Italy, and we were there for about a week. So it was like I learned small amounts of Greek while I was in Greece, including thank you. And then we go to Italy, I learned small amounts of Italian while I was in Italy, including thank you. And coming back to the US was very hard for me to remember what language to say thank you in. Like, I
Oh,
kept
yeah.
wanting to tell everybody thank you in Greek and thank you in Italian. Like, it was hard to get back into the groove of just saying thank you.
Yeah, mine was not thank you, it was hello. Like, because especially in France, when you speak to someone, you say bonjour. And so, like, walking into work that first day back, I was like, hey, good morning. It was weird.
I don't know. I didn't really have that problem because I tried that and then they were like, fuck you. So you look dumb. Don't bother. So then I just didn't.
Let's see. We
Not enough that it became habit anyway. But everybody in Brussels was wonderful and amazing. And I would like to go to Bruges. So another place in Belgium that I need to go visit. Nice.
We going from Mykonos to Athens, we were gonna take a ferry. Well, I shouldn't say we were gonna. We did take a ferry. By the way, don't ever recommend that. It's like with the ferry, we were thinking whenever we booked the ferry, cool, we are gonna be on a fucking boat going from Mykonos to Athens. We are gonna see the Aegean Sea and we are gonna see all the islands, and it's gonna be so much fun. And no. It's basically a big ass fucking bus with dark ass tinted windows so you can't see shit. And not only that, the ferry was like 4 hours late.
Ugh.
So it just ruined our whole afternoon. Like we should have just
4 hours?
flown. Yes, I'm not even
Why?
kidding you. So
How long was the ride?
it was like 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Two and a half hours. So we were like, yeah, sure, the ride takes a little bit longer than a plane, but we'll get to see things. Like it's sightseeing. It'll be worth it. No. But so we just sat at our hotel for in like the dining area because we had to be out of our room so they could clean it, but in the dining area for like 3 or 4 hours, which I'm not complaining too much. It was an outdoor dining area. It was Mykonos. Fucking amazing weather. We were just chilling, having drinks and talking, but the girl that was serving us was super nice. And so we sat there and basically, I mean, it was like fucking 2 or 3 o'clock. There was hardly anybody else there. So she basically stood outside and talked to us the entire time and was like teaching us Greek and everything like that. Super
That's nice.
nice. So yeah, it was fun. Kind of. Wish we would have taken the fucking plane.
Trains are nice, not too bad.
I mean,
They're
yes,
relatively
trains are
quick.
nice.
I took a train from Paris to Nice, and it was awesome because you got to see a lot of stuff. Like we saw the Alps and we saw these little
Ooh.
farmhouses and giant mansions out in the middle of nowhere, old
Nice.
churches that had fallen apart. It was really pretty.
Yeah, we took a train. Me and my brother took a train from Rome to Naples, and then from Naples to Pompeii to see all that stuff. And then, like a day or two later, we took a train from Rome to Florence. Like, train was absolutely the way to travel. Like,
Yeah.
I loved
Wish we
the
had more
train.
trains.
It's
It's
easy. We have
yeah.
trains here. It's just they're fucking slow as shit.
Right. And
Yeah, they
there's
like always
not.
crash and catch fire and hit
Yeah.
cars that decide to stop on the tracks.
There's just not enough of them. Like, we don't have any where I live that are passenger trains. Like, you can't, like, it would be so nice to just, we, I would travel a lot more than I
Yeah.
do, if we had them.
Like we,
Yeah,
I've
I've
ridden a
like only
train.
taken an Amtrak like a couple of times. It's like, I don't.
I took a
Yeah.
train here. There's a train that goes from St. Louis to Kansas City, and it takes 4.5 hours. Or no, 5.5 hours,
Damn.
because driving is four, and
Oof.
so it's a lot longer to take the train than it is to drive.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so this train goes 20 miles an hour, basically. Like it's so slow. And so I was kind of not looking forward to their trains over there, because I was like, it's just gonna be slow as shit. No, those things
I don't know.
move.
Yeah, and they like
Like,
don't stop. Like there's not
no.
like 20 stops along the way. It stops like in the next, there's like maybe, I don't know. The further you go, obviously, there's more
I think we had
different
three,
places. Yeah.
maybe. Yeah, that's, I think it was like one or two, maybe three, but like still, even then, it was not long stops either. So it's like, here, chill for 10 minutes or whatever, and then you're back on the road going 100 mile an hour.
Yeah.
But anyway, we can stop talking about our
Traveling and booze.
trips. That's
Welcome to the Travel
the
and Booze
name of
podcast.
the that's the name of the episode right there, traveling and booze. So this week we watched episodes 237 to 241. Whitney, let's start with you. What'd you think of these episodes?
I mean, I'm still interested. I like this arc. There was a lot of fighting, a lot of running. Where I really wanted to be, which was with Robin, didn't come until fairly late.
So you're kind
Here.
of craving more Robin at this point.
Yeah, like that whole the whole things that happened towards the end where, they're trying to figure out what's going on and they have a plan. It came so late, so we're gonna have to find out maybe next week. We'll see. But that's kind of where I was ready to go. And there was just a lot of fight. We did get to meet Frankie, which was cool. Like, we met him before, obviously, but we didn't really,
Yeah,
see.
he was like a mask and a cloak and all this shit.
Yeah, we find out a lot more about him here. Maybe change my mind about him a little bit. We'll see.
Okay. All right, I'm curious to hear what you mean.
Me
Amanda,
too.
wanna
I agree. I felt the same way. I kind of like I feel like a lot happened, but then a lot didn't happen because there was a lot of fighting and running and transition between different things. But like a lot of like major plot points happened, or a couple at least. But I was also looking for Robin, and we didn't get that until later. Still mysterious things going on. I don't like we got more information about her and CP9, which sadly was not costume party at nine. But I'm sure there's still a lot more. I feel like there's still more that's going on that we don't really know about.
Just don't have all of the pieces yet.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, I agree with both of you. I mean, these were good episodes, but I also feel like these were kind of slower and like, but with the whole Usopp Luffy thing, I felt like that was like a small peak of like tension and storytelling in the arc, and now it's kind of like, I don't want to say resolved because it's not, but there was not as much tension in these episodes. There's a little bit of fighting and stuff like that, but a lot of it was also just a little bit of information we're getting, and we're slowly building to the scene that we're going to get next week, obviously, with everything going on at fucking Iceberg's house, because now the Straw Hats are there. Robin is there with her masked friend, who we're assuming is also CP9. So, like, everything is converging on this one point, which is we're going to get to next week. And so it feels like these episodes were just kind of building to that and not necessarily anything super big in themselves. So they were fine. Like, I enjoyed them. I guess we can go and get started. 2:37, morning arrives, and the city buzzes over some big news that remains unclear. Nami arrives at the hotel where the crew is staying and reveals that an assassination attempt was made on Iceberg's life last night. Luffy decides to go check on him while Sanji and Chopper look for Robin. Meanwhile, Franky arrives back at his hideout to find it completely destroyed. Sirens blare across the island to reveal that a massive annual storm called Aqua Laguna is projected to hit Water 7 tonight. All around, citizens drop what they are doing and calmly begin preparing for the storm. Just as Luffy and Nami arrive at Galley Law's Dock 1, so does a pissed off Franky. Amanda, let's start with you now.
I think I'm learning the ways of One Piece because they were talking about how dramatic the scene was with Iceberg, and he was shot like 5 times total, found lying in a pool of his own blood. I was like, well, he can't be dead. That's not enough. Clearly he was fine somehow. Somehow Palpatine returned. Yeah, I guess I wasn't expecting that to happen. I wasn't really sure like what he was going to be, like what his story arc was going to be, I guess, because he's been relevant so far in the story, but nothing like earth-shattering has gone on with him really.
Nothing major.
Yeah, so I suppose I wasn't really expecting that. And then once everybody was kind of speculating though as to who did it, because there's like hordes of people outside of his house and they're like, you know, what's happening? Who did it? Whatever. I was like, okay, it's either Robin or it's Usopp, because there was that period of time that Usopp like left the Merry and then came back at 10 o'clock or whatever for the duel, and I was like, maybe he did it then. Maybe he's just completely taken a turn.
That would have been fun.
Yeah. So that's kind of what I thought was going on. Not like super seriously that it was Usopp, but it was kind of a funny thought to have. They,
It.
yeah. So then, like, they kind of showed this a few different times. I don't know when I noticed it, but I've just put it here because it was the first one that we watched. But they took the tree, the orange tree, out of the Merry because there's just like an empty dirt hole
Yes.
on the ship.
Oh, I
Who,
didn't
where did
notice
they,
that.
first of all, how do they? I'm sure one like Sanji probably just kicked it out of
I was gonna
the
say, come
dirt or
on.
whatever.
You know Zoro just picked that shit up
Yeah, and then he
one-handed.
just like walked away with it, the whole tree. But then what did
Yeah.
they do with it? Is it in the hotel room? Is it in a pot? Does it still have dirt?
Or the
I
roof. They were all on the roof. I don't know.
all of them great
I don't know.
questions.
Yeah, I was probably too concerned about that. And then,
I didn't even notice it was gone,
yeah.
honestly.
Because they showed
It's
it a couple of different times, and I was like, huh?
not
That's
there
not
anymore.
there. Big storm coming. I don't quite understand. I guess this happens all the time, and they're like well enough prepared that they can just block all of their doors and it doesn't
Yeah,
flood the city
like they're
and
just
like
used
ruin
to it now.
everything.
Well, that one guy's like annual, remember? It's like,
Yeah, so I was
yes, we
like, do
remember.
they have to rebuild the town every time this happens? I guess not. It sounds like they just all shove their shit inside and like caulk it up, and that's it.
It's like I think people around like just walk through the city like getting ready for Aqua Laguna and seeing all these people, you know, boarding up their shit, and they're like, hey, nice caulk.
Yes. Oh
Yes.
my God.
Yeah,
Somebody needs
Sorry.
to make a GIF of Amanda's face reaction to that.
Even know what I did.
The totally unimpressed eyebrows, like, yes,
Yes,
telling
deep
you,
sigh.
one of my favorite things to do at work is to send someone a bad joke over Messenger and
Did
just
not
like,
know where that was going there, Derek.
sorry, went straight from talking about cocks to this.
I like to
Yeah, at
send
work, I love
someone
to.
to send people unsolicited bad jokes.
Through company documented Teams
No,
messages.
I did. I send people bad jokes, and then like the room will just be completely silent, and all of a sudden I hear from across the room.
And you knew it was about you.
Either that or I'll just get a Derek. Oh man, it's so fucking funny. Anyway, go ahead, Amanda. Sorry about that.
Was all.
Okay.
I did watch Step Brothers, though, since we last spoke. I
Yes.
don't know why I thought of that just now, but
Yes, I'm glad you did.
was great.
Whitney.
Like this episode, I like this episode a lot because it was kind of like a murder mystery, like one of those campy, here are the clues, and this is who we think did it, and this is the motivation, and all this stuff. So they obviously think it's Frankie at first because nobody likes Frankie and he's bad news or whatever. What was interesting to me, and I want to know how you guys feel about this, is when Frankie comes back and sees that his place is destroyed. And he's like, I can't believe Luffy did this all over some money, because it does show all of his people totally laid out. And it kind of got me thinking, like, was he overreacting here? But at this point, I had forgotten that they beat the crap out of Usopp, so no. But at forgetting Usopp, I was like, that is a pretty extreme reaction to destroy
Yeah.
someone's house and almost kill everyone there. And it was a lot of money, yes, but and they are pirates, yes, but I was just like, was Frankie right when he said that? I don't know. I don't think he was, but it was weird that it made me question it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Because Frankie, I feel like we get to know him a little bit through these episodes, and he seems very impulsive. He's not a planner, obviously, because I think in a later episode, he's like, I still have a million, Barry. I need to spend it right now. So you know that he's very, like, I said he's impulsive. Like, if he's got money, he's got to spend it right then, or it's no good, right?
Yeah, he didn't like realize that he had it still.
Right. And I think he buys drinks for everybody or something to fix that situation. But just the fact that I almost felt sorry for him, I was like, huh, okay. Like, he says it's unforgivable, I think, is what he says about it.
That
So I
sounds
don't
right.
know. Yeah. So, yeah, I didn't really understand what Aqua Laguna was, but they do quickly explain that it's a storm. But when she first, I can't remember the drunk lady's name, the drunk train lady.
Kokoro.
I probably won't remember that, but
Just call her Granny. Everyone will know who you're seeing.
I wrote drunk lady every time I referenced her.
Okay.
But I do like her, though. I like her character a lot. I think it was when it cuts to Sanji and Chopper looking for Robin, who are the only ones looking for Robin, by the way, let me point out, that neither of one of them very quickly, they very quickly realize that neither one of them know what she likes.
Yeah. Ancient ruins, stop saying
Ancient ruins? And then he says it
that.
again. That's pretty much all they know, which is interesting. And it makes you feel like that's probably on purpose, from her standpoint, which is fair.
Yeah, like we don't know a lot more about Robin outside of like she likes history and shit.
Right. And Zoro points that out later. And I was like, he's right. They really don't know much about her, except she was working with Crocodile and she likes ancient ruins. Okay.
Yeah.
Then the end of the episode really took me by surprise because Frankie and his square-haired ladies that hang out with
Kiwi
him.
and Mozu are their names.
Yes. They start a beat and a dance, and you can tell that the people are used to this because they're like, ugh. And at this point, they still think that Frankie shot Iceberg. So they're like, get him, hang him, whatever. And he starts rapping, question mark, speaking in stilted breaths like this. And it's, I don't know, I'm not sure how to feel about it. He looks like a blue-haired Elvis
Was
in
gonna
a
say,
way.
you feel like Johnny Bravo, something like that, maybe a little bit.
Yeah, I was
Something
thinking
like
Johnny
that,
Bravo. A
yeah.
little bit of like Sugar Ray, perhaps.
And then, of course, we see his face for the first time, and he has a metal nose. And at this point, I'm very confused by that.
He's wearing a nut hugger.
He is. He's wearing a banana
Banana
hammock.
hammock. He's got
And his
real little
arms,
legs.
he's got the Popeye arms, the really big
Yeah.
forearms. So I don't know. I was really surprised by his look. I'm not sure what I expected him to look like. And I didn't expect him to be rapping, question mark, again. I'm not sure what you call that. It's not really rapping. He's kind of like,
Like slam poetry.
that's what I was going to say, like a musical spoken
Oh, that's
word.
awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it was weird.
Kind of
And
like maybe a
two girls
little.
on the side are like snapping and shit and for him. Yes, exactly. Yeah, that I felt like the same as the townspeople. I was like, I don't need this. Can
Yeah,
we
this is not
carry on,
appropriate right
please? Just
now.
feel like you
This
don't
is
feel like it's
inappropriate.
you don't feel
Yeah.
like it's just a daily thing for them that
You're
they
like,
have to go through.
here we
I
go
wouldn't be
again.
surprised. Yeah.
Oh
Wouldn't
man.
be surprised.
Yeah, I didn't have a lot of notes on this one. I did think the scene with Sanji and Chopper, like trying to figure out with, where Robin might go. I thought that was pretty funny. And sort of like every time I see this scene, it makes me think so much, like, I'm like, what do we know about Robin at this point? Like I try to think so hard to every line that she said to like, maybe I can figure something else out about her, like based on stuff that she said in the past. And no, not
Not
really.
even like a food item or anything, because like obviously Luffy loves meat, but we don't
Yeah.
have any kind of indication of that for her.
Yeah. I think she enjoys tea, maybe. Kind of. I feel like I remember Sanji, her requesting some tea from Sanji one time. I don't know. I might be off on that one.
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, and then we kind of get, like we were just talking about Frankie here and the first time without his get up. Let's see. I don't think there's a lot else that really happened here. It's mostly just moving from one place to another.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess we can go ahead and move on to 238. Iceberg gains consciousness with the head shipwright of Galley Law at his bedside. He reveals to them that Nico Robin and the masked person were who attempted to kill him the night before. Frankie makes the first move at Dock One and catches Luffy off guard with some interesting skills. With Luffy laying on the ground, Frankie reveals that he is a cyborg. Galley Law heads to Dock One as well, with tempers high after the news that the Straw Hats were the ones that made the attempt on Iceberg's life. Frankie and Luffy continue to go all out until Galley Law shows up and steps in, with Luffy completely confused and refusing to fight. The shipwrights take their turns beating Luffy down. News that the Straw Hats attacked Iceberg quickly spreads and has the city in an uproar. So, we've kind of heard Iceberg's side now, and even a little bit later, we just still get confirmation that what's being said here by Iceberg is actually what happened. Like we know now it was Robin that was there and that made the attempt on Iceberg. And so that just makes me question here. What is really going on here? Like, what is the story that's fucking happening right now?
Well, I still wasn't sure at this point. I feel like later on, I was like, okay, it was Robin and CP9 dude. But the reason, because I will say at this point, I was really suspicious of the assistant, Iceberg's assistant. I was like,
Khalifa, okay.
was it her? Like, what's going on? And she does tell him later, I don't know if it's in this episode or not, but she tells him that it does bother her that he has her wanted poster hanging up.
Yeah.
I don't know
She does a
why.
weird glasses thing. It made me think of
Oh,
Oh,
yeah.
Kuro. Yeah.
Ugh, she did it twice.
She did.
Did she do that with the
Maybe
palm that way?
not with her palm. She just
No, but
pushed
she
them up
like
and
just Oh,
they
gotcha.
click. They make a noise.
They like zoomed in on her eyes. It was very
Yeah.
weird.
It was very
Okay.
deliberate, I felt like. But I don't know. I feel like there's a reason Robin is doing this. And I want to believe it's a good reason because I'm starting to wonder, because everybody likes Iceberg, and I'm starting to wonder if maybe he's not a good guy for some reason. Because he does say later that she's a demon. And I'm like, did he do something to this child? Like, is he somehow involved in what happened when she got her bounty? I don't know. Maybe he's the bad one here, but there's a lot of conversation later on in the episodes
Okay, we
between
can discuss
Robin and
later.
CP9, yeah, that made me think a little more stuff.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. Amanda, any input?
Yeah, I agree kind of with that because I think like later on Nami is like, well, she was with a masked man. How do we know that it's like not that guy who's making her do all of these things? And I don't know if that's true, but I feel like she's not telling them the whole story. So I feel like beyond that, I think she probably has a reason, and maybe it might also be like CP9 doesn't know what the reason is. Like, I'm sure they've like sent her to do this stuff, but I feel like above them, she might have her own motives that differ. And it's just like a convenient way to get to her end is doing this thing for now, but it's not really, I don't know. I hope it's not that she's evil.
Yeah, I get that. And so in this episode, not only do we get Iceberg finally waking up and filling in on his side of the story, we get the fight between Frankie and Luffy. And this kind of goes back to one of the conversations I had during fucking Sky Island. I said it somewhere, I don't know where. But I feel like, or maybe, no, I said it during the Foxy arc. I feel like that Luffy got his ass whooped here. Like, he was just straight up not prepared for this fight. Now, I'm sure he would have, like, if the fight were to have kept going, like, I have no doubt that Luffy would have won, but he did not look good at all. And it just goes back to my thing. I feel like while Luffy is a good fighter, it takes him a little bit to kind of get his footing sometimes. So I was kind of surprised that the fight went the way it did. Granted, not that Frankie's a pushover or anything like that, because I don't think that either. But now that we've kind of got full Frankie here between him being a cyborg and the nut hugger, how are y'all feeling about Frankie?
He's a little annoying.
Okay, annoying.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I wonder, I was just thinking while you were talking, like if I don't really engage with the fights if Luffy's doing poorly, because I just was like, I don't care that this is happening. Like, I don't need this fight. This is like lame. I feel like he is a cyborg, which is difficult to deal with, but I feel like he's also just such a ridiculous person. That I'm
Okay.
like, this guy, really? You're losing to this guy? Come on. Like
on.
his Ken parts is his little swimsuit is so tight.
Whitney, how about you?
I don't know how I feel about Frankie. Like, I thought he was kind of formidable before he took his mask off. Now I'm not so sure. He's just kind of goofy.
Yeah.
And he's, again, impulsive, and I've said it already, but like he just wants to fight, it seems like. He just does to he wants to just fight and drink and spend money, and I'm not sure if that's nefarious so much as it is just reckless. The only emotion he really showed was, or I guess outside of anger, was when he found his group destroyed and his home destroyed. He seemed pretty sad, but that very quickly evolved into anger and
Anger.
violence. But Luffy's inability to do well here, a lot of that was him not needing to fight much, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because like I know when the shipwright stepped in, Luffy was not trying to fight at all. Like he was just trying to dodge at that point. And yeah, sure, he got hit a few times, but whatever. But anyway, I can we can go ahead and open this episode up. So, Whitney, what'd you think of this episode overall?
I feel like I'm freezing some. Can you guys hear me?
You are,
You're
yeah.
freezing a tiny bit.
You said I'm delayed. We can there, I think you're back now. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I thought it was kind of funny that Luffy's like tells Franky that he's the one that beat up Usopp, and I'm like, so did you. You beat the crap out of Usopp. But then I think I realized, well, he wouldn't have had to do that maybe if Franky's family didn't do that to Usopp.
Yeah, I think he started to say that, like, if it wasn't for this, because he's still pretty pissed about him beating up Usopp, which is, I mean, he's not a monster, but like you said, he did just beat the shit out of him too.
You know, the reveal that Franky is not a devil fruit eater, I thought that was pretty clever to show him in the water to kind of show you know, your expectations of him just being another devil fruit eater were wrong. So, is this the first cyborg we've met? I feel like.
I would say you're probably right. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Actually, another person popped in my
Well,
head that we've already met.
that we know of, that we know
Yes.
of.
Definitely
Okay.
that we know of.
He's pretty funny. He implies that Luffy's crazy because he's going through puberty, which was funny. I can't
I
remember
didn't
the
even
exact
catch
quote.
that.
I think it was towards the end. Let's see. I did think it was really sweet that Sanji and Chopper went back to the Mary to warn Usopp of the storm.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't plainly say that that's what they were doing. So that was nice. I think he's like, didn't you say you left a first aid kit on the ship?
And he's like, yay, I left something behind. I don't know what it is.
The only other thing I had for this one, oh no, I had two things. Tilestone. You know what I'm talking
Oh,
about?
yeah,
He
Pilestone.
yells everything, and I love that. Let's see. Oh, and just a simple little quote from Luffy to Franky, because I love Luffy's nicknames. Hey, bikini guy. Ta-da.
Accurate.
Yeah,
It's
I like
fair. Amanda, what about you?
that. Let's see, what else did I have beyond that? Yeah, Tilestone reminded me of my neighbors who I just heard screaming, I hate them so much. Unit 203, I hate you. I will continue to complain about you to the leasing office until you get evicted.
Every single person that lives in apartment 203, we just got offended.
In where I live. I hear them all the time, and I mean, fine. We're not in quiet hours yet, but 2 in the morning, I heard these people. TV shouting, like, can you use your inside voice? Why are you so loud? Stomping all around. I don't know. The stomping. I don't get it. Why are you so heavy-footed? This is a 600 square foot apartment. Where are you walking to? The amount of steps that those people take that I hear. This is the smallest apartment. I don't understand. They're just walking in circles. Anyway, get off my lawn. I
No, get off
really,
your own floor.
yeah, I know. Just float, please. Get a rug. Jesus. I really liked that the little mouse was on his bed when Iceberg woke
Oh.
up, and like the we saw kind of like the blurry to focus of just the little mouse face. It was very cute.
Yeah.
Just funny that it's still like a bit that he's still around.
Who doesn't love Tyrannosaurus?
I'm glad he didn't get shot through the body. That would have
No.
been unfortunate.
I love how you said that. I'm glad he
Because
didn't
it
get
would have,
shot
like,
through the body.
yeah, because it if he well, if Iceberg was shot in the chest, then it just would have
Oh, you mean while
obliterated.
he was in the pocket?
Yeah.
I thought you meant you were glad the mouse didn't get shot through the body.
Well, that's what I mean.
Well,
Because like
yeah.
it's because he's so small that it wouldn't be like he got shot in the chest. His whole body would have just like
Been gone,
exploded.
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
Oh,
no.
I don't like that. Anyway.
Wow, way to bring it up.
Yeah, you're welcome. What else? Yeah, I guess like I was saying, I just wasn't really that interested in the fight. And then he kept getting interrupted. Frankie kept getting interrupted, and he was very annoyed about that. And so I was like, well, this is now just continuing longer because of the interruptions. But yeah, I still just think he's kind of dumb. Like, not very threatening. I mean, he obviously was beating Luffy for a time, but I don't know. I feel
Did you
like if
really feel like
he,
Luffy was trying?
yeah, I feel like had he been in a different mindset, then it would have just been quickly over. So I don't know. Yeah, I guess I wasn't expecting him to be a cyborg. That was strange, but now I'm wondering how he goes in the water if he's
Made of metal.
machinery. Don't know. Waterproof, I guess.
I guess his skin is just a organic sealant.
Yeah. I mean, like, ships are metal and they're in the water and they're fine. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Episode 239. Polly fills Luffy in on the situation with Iceberg, though Galley Law and the citizens of Water 7 are 100% convinced that these Straw Hats are the culprits. Galley Law continues to go after Luffy, and he still refuses to fight. A certain someone starts feeling left out, and so Franky jumps into the fight. Amidst the chaos, Luffy and Nami are able to get away and find Iceberg. Luffy barges in through the window to Galley Law's headquarters and is finally able to locate the much-beloved mayor with the help of Khalifa. Iceberg holds Luffy at gunpoint and demands to see Robin again. The episode closes as Robin reads the paper with all of the latest on the Straw Hats. Amanda, let's toss this one to you.
I didn't have a ton on this one, but it seems well, there was something weird that I noticed that I think just continues now is that there's a cold open now
Yes, I noticed
before the
that.
credits. I was
I
like, oh,
noticed that
that's
too, and it
weird.
really hindered the way I fast forward because I always know to stop at like a certain amount of time, and now I don't.
Yeah, because normally it's like immediately skip
Immediately
intro,
opening,
but
yeah.
then like I didn't have that, and I was like, did I miss something? But no, because only 20 like 20 seconds have passed or something like that. So I mean, and the rest of the episodes continued that way, so I'm assuming that that's a thing now.
See, I don't know how long it lasts because I know like current
Yeah.
episodes do not do that for sure.
Interesting.
So, and I know mo like, yeah, I don't know how long it lasts. I don't think it lasts past the Water 7 arc, but
Wonder
I'm
why they
not for
decided to
sure.
do that.
Yeah, it's interesting. It caught me off
Trying
guard
something new.
too.
Yeah. I felt bad for all the Straw Hats because they like you get confirmation, I guess, at least from their point of view, that Robin was the one that shot Iceberg. So they're just like one blow after another for their team, getting kind of split up in one way or another. What else happened?
And of course, Robin does not know what's going on with them either. She doesn't know anything about Usopp or the Mary or any of
Right.
that shit.
Yeah. Which is too bad. And then she never finds out because they don't get to tell her when they do
Yeah.
find her later. Yeah, I don't for some reason I like noticed that the way Iceberg's gun, he was just it looked like a like an old piratey colonial looking gun. I was like, oh, that's nice. It like looks period accurate. Yeah, I guess I didn't have too much else. That was it, I
Okay.
suppose. Yeah.
Whitney, how about you?
So when you're gonna get so mad. Okay. So when Frankie was getting that like barrel ready and it slowly pans up from like his feet, I thought that that barrel was coming out of his crotch for a second.
That would have been so fucking awesome.
And I was like, what? Oh. And it was like in his arms, like his
Yeah, like
forearms.
it was like a T pipe or something like that he attached to his
Yeah.
arms.
And he just like uses air to destroy like ships and whatever was in the background. And afterward, he said, my pompadour is limp because his hair is like floppy. So whatever energy he's using, I guess, is drained. Let's see. He does admit, though, that he thinks that Luffy earned his bounty. So you can kind of see that Frankie, I don't know, he doesn't admire him, I would say, yet, but he
Just a
just was like
small amount of
impressed.
respect, yeah.
Yeah. I was really shocked when Iceberg drew his gun because I had an inkling that something was up with him, but to me that seemed kind of nefarious. And he says that no matter what, he has to see Nico Robin. And he wanted Luffy to bring her, but of course, we know Luffy's
Yeah,
not
that's a
going to do
stupid
that.
request.
Right. But they're already devastated over Usopp and the ship, and now they're devastated because of Robin. So at this point, I'm really not sure what's going on, but I could see her reading at the end. I wrote Robin in all caps because finally, but she's reading the paper, and I'm just thinking, like, if she knows what's going on and knows that they're trying to catch the Straw Hats, why is she not
Helping,
warning them or
doing
helping or
anything.
whatever? So I was
Yeah.
really confused and a little angry about it, which bled into the next episode for me.
Okay. But yeah, I had the note about the cold open on this one as well. And I owe Amanda an apology for steering you wrong previously. There was one point, I can't remember if it was last week or the week before, that you mentioned at Dock One about the gate on the outside, and I was like, no, that's not it. This is a different gate. Well, I was kind of right. It was a different gate that they were at, but that gate at Dock One is also like from the outside is also where they were. So
Okay.
it's like same location, different gate.
Okay, got it.
It was just I noticed it because I think when Frankie like blew shit up or whatever, they showed Water 7 from the outside and like the smoke was coming from the big Dock One gate. So I
Oh,
was like,
yeah.
oh, hey, that is it. So
That was a really good apology, Derek. I need to
I
apologize to Amanda. I was kind of right,
was kind of
but
I was kind of right, but also at the same
let
time,
me explain
it
how I
was
was
an
still right, but kind of
also, you're
sorry.
still wrong.
I didn't even get to the point where I was getting to say, I'm sorry.
It's fine. I don't usually question things because I am poor at paying attention. So I'm like, well, maybe that.
And then in this scene, in this episode, we also get the scene with Chopper and Sanji going back to the Mary and just screaming bloody murder. And both of them are absolutely terrible actors, but I don't think that's what they were going for either. But I thought it was funny that Usopp comes out of the Mary and he's like, did I hear something?
Yeah, he said it like he didn't really hear, but then he like recited the entirety of what they
He did.
said.
He's like, so there's a storm coming. It's an annual thing, and it's
And
going to
people
be here
should take
tonight at
shelter.
midnight.
People are evacuating. I'm like, did you hear them or did you not?
I will admit, I'm really bad at doing that. Like sometimes if someone tells me something and it's a bit of a mumble, I will say what, and then like it clicks in
Repeat
my
what they
head what they
said.
actually
Yeah.
said, and I'll repeat it back to them.
I do that all the time too.
So my mom pointed that out to me once because she's like, Derek, you are so fucking bad at that. So she didn't say fucking, but
She did say fucking.
but yeah, no, I'm really bad at that. So, and yeah, when I was kind of the same way too. When we got to the end of the episode, we see Robin reading the paper, and like everybody down below her is like talking about everything. I'm just like, man, what are your thoughts? Just sitting on this balcony, listening to all these people talk bad about your friends for something that you did, and you're just letting it happen, you know? Like that has to feel a little bit weird for her, regardless of what side she's on in this whole situation.
Yeah, I don't think I had that like completely clicked until the next episode when she says it and she's like, I'm going, whatever. She explains the whole situation and why they're taking the blame for it. And I didn't really quite get it at this point. But it was like a conscious decision.
Yeah, for sure. So let's go ahead and jump into that. A gunshot rings, and some of the shipwrights barge into Iceberg's room. He issues an order that all of the Straw Hats are to be arrested on sight. Frankie walks into Blue Nose Bar to get a refill on his cola and finds Granny Kokoro. She fills in Frankie on her thoughts of the situation. She believes that an attempt was made on Iceberg's life by a secret government organization called CP9 that specializes in assassinations. In the dark, Robin meets with members of CP9 to discuss the next steps going forward. They will return to Iceberg yet again tonight in search of something left to Iceberg from his former master, Tom. The storm continues to brew as Sanji and Chopper finally find Robin. However, she is only there to fill them in that she is leaving the crew. Not only that, but all of the stories are true regarding her attempt on Iceberg's life, and she is planning to pin it on the Straw Hats alone while she makes her escape. She thanks them for everything that they have done for her and walks away, leaving Sanji and Chopper screaming for her to come back. So Whitney, let's start with you on this one. What did you think of episode 240?
I was just really frustrated at this point because I was like, why is she not doing anything if she knows that everyone is after them? I mean, because we assume that she's a loyal friend and part of the crew at this point, and now I'm starting to question all of it. This is the episode where we realize that Frankie loves to spend money quickly. He wants to get rid of all the berry any way he can. And I was confused. I can't remember what he asked for at the bar, but when
Cola.
they,
Cola.
okay, and they give it to him, and he just opens up a hatch in his abdomen and sticks it in, and it's like he's got fuel again, and his hair pumps back up, which was kind of funny. Did you guys think, I don't know if you thought of this or not, but when he makes certain noises, does he remind you of James Brown from,
Oh,
you know, the
maybe.
song I Got You, when he goes,
Yeah.
wow, like that? I don't know why.
Oh,
Do you know
yeah.
what
Okay.
song
I
I'm
see what
talking
you
about?
mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I'm wondering if, like, did they model him after just like different musicians? Like, because he has the pompadour, like Elvis, I said, kind of reminded me of. And then he does that, wow. And then he does his
Yeah.
musical numbers. Is this our new musician?
You think he's good enough to
Oh,
be a
shit.
musician?
Maybe.
There we go. We got him two in one, a musician and a shipwright, all in
That's
one.
funny. Wait, is Frankie a shipwright?
Yeah, he built his house. He built the house and everything.
Oh. Okay. See, I missed that.
Okay.
Me
I
too.
knew
He lived on the island with the shipwrights, but I didn't know he was one of them. But anyway, I don't know. He's just, it, they're kind of throwing it in your face that he dances and whatever the words are that he's
is
doing,
the
it's not singing.
entertainment.
Yeah. He is entertaining. And then the old lady, the drunk lady, talks about CP9 and talks about, I guess it's kind of like a secret society that assassinates people or whatever. It gave me, oh, what were they? The numbers, Mr. W or what was
The
that
Baroque
organization?
Works.
Yes, it gave me vibes of that in a way.
Okay. Kind of like a
And
government
so,
approved Baroque works kind of thing.
or maybe not even government approved. I don't know. They may just be like a secret, like underground. I don't want to say terrorist, but maybe. Because he was a mayor. That would be politically, I don't know if it's a politically motivated thing or not, but.
Because she did say that they were a government organization, so they are part of the government
Oh,
for
okay.
sure.
See, I just
Yeah.
heard like secret organization. I don't know. But maybe. But so, which makes me think again, is Iceberg the bad guy here? Is there a reason they're doing this? And then they say, I think it's the masked man says to Robin, I mean, it pretty much confirms that they did exactly what they're being accused of because they're like, good job. And she's like, yes, fine, which she doesn't seem angry about it. She doesn't seem like she's being forced to do it. But he says that I think they say Iceberg has to stay alive and that they want it. So this is the second time they've referred to Iceberg having it, because the first time was that those three little guys, I don't remember.
Corgi.
Yes, Corgi. And he was like, he says he doesn't have it, but I know he has it. And I'm like, what is it? What is it? And it's
Yet.
got to have something to do with Robin. Maybe her history,
Poneglyph.
her past. Maybe it's the poneglyph, the mysterious poneglyph. I don't know. But they go and look at the Mary and Usopp hides. But I don't know. Just Robin's goodbye to Chopper and Sanji was just so robotic and weird. Like, she's not a super emotional person, but she's just like, there's no need to come over here. I did this, I'm gonna do it again, and you're taking the fall for it, and this is where I leave you. And I'm like, she has no remorse. She's being very like unemotional.
She's almost Miss All Sunday all over again.
Right. So it's like, is she doing this to try to spare them somehow an emotional thing, or is it like, I can't have friends because I'll just hurt them in the end, kind of like a Nami-esque thing? I don't know. Or does she really feel that way? I hope she doesn't, because I like Robin a lot. And if she becomes a villain, that's cool too, I guess. I like certain villains, but I don't really want her to be necessarily. So I still don't really know what they're looking for or why they're doing this. I'm hoping it's for the good. But we'll
Okay.
see.
I hope that everything kind of works itself out
Yeah.
anyway. Okay. Amanda. How about you?
Yeah, I hope the same, because I was kind of wondering also why she was so stoic at their separation. And then, like I was saying before, I didn't really grasp it fully that she was going to let them purposefully take the fall for her until she said it. And I was like, oh shit, that's mean. But yeah, and then Sanji and Chopper were so sad. That was really upsetting. I was like, oh no, they're very upset about this. I hate it.
They're gonna cry.
Yeah, I'm sure Chopper was already
Oh, he
crying.
absolutely was. You know
Yeah.
it.
I mean, I'm at least glad that we figured out what CP9 is. Kind of funny that it's the drunk old lady that knows. I mean, that's cool though. I like those characters that are like the random kind of person in the bar that you don't really think much of, and then they reveal the whole plot.
Granny Kokoro is the best. I fucking love Granny Kokoro.
I thought it was funny that when they come into the bar, like, Frankie has just asked for cola, but then he's yelling at the kid for being at the bar who's like asking for juice. I'm like, you're getting soda,
Yes,
okay? Calm down.
such a good point, because that's why I was like, I don't remember what he asked for, because I thought he said cola, but
Yeah.
then I was like, he did yell at that little girl for being in the bar, so maybe it wasn't. What
No,
a
yeah,
weird
it's
thing to
definitely
do.
Sola.
Just silly. Yeah, I wrote down a lot of what the granny was saying, because I was like, ooh, this is interesting, like shadow
For sure.
organization and like they're undercover. I don't know. I missed the government part though. So clearly I wasn't paying that good of attention. but I want to know. So, I mean, we kind of get to it in the next one that they've got like further plans to recover the thing, whatever it is. And it's very ominous because, like, I think it's just the guy who's sitting across from her who's all shadowed. He tells her that she can eliminate all the evidence, and I don't really know what he meant by that. Like, if that's, like burn the house down if you leave your fingerprints somewhere, or if that's kill all the witnesses. I don't know. Could be either or both. So I guess we shall see. And then I guess just want to know also what the thing is and who this Tom person is that Iceberg is the only remaining apprentice, I guess. Don't know what that was about,
Let
but
me get in.
maybe we'll find out. Yeah, then I've also wrote it's a mission for justice. I don't know who said that, but I was like, justice for what? I don't know.
Yeah, now I'm getting, now I'm trying to think of my who might say that. I feel like maybe the shadowy figure talking to
It's
Robin might
probably
have
the
said that.
shadowy guy, I think.
Maybe Iceberg killed Nico Robin's entire family, and that was her
Maybe.
emotional response.
Yeah,
Okay.
I still
Maybe.
feel like she's got something else. Like I'm hoping that there is something to justify all this, and that maybe she's got a plan to I can't think of the exonerate the Straw Hats once their next step goes through. I don't know.
Right. I hope so. Maybe they'll reveal that Iceberg was the bad guy and everybody will find out.
And
Maybe.
maybe the other part is she isn't really that worried about it because she know Luffy doesn't care. He's already a pirate and a criminal with a 100 million bounty on his head. Like, you think he's scared? You think he cares if his bounty goes up a tiny bit more? Nah, he
Yeah, I
didn't.
mean, I'm sure that doesn't matter, but then like I feel like she had a decent relationship with Chopper. I feel like she was kind of like mom to him a little bit. So I mean, she can't have had no feeling when they were parting ways there. I think she was just trying to make it easier and, be mean to them so that it would be easier for them to hate her.
It's like, do you? So I know we've talked about it before with she doesn't call anyone by name outside of Luffy. Everyone else is Navigator, Cook, Long Nose. Do you think maybe that was a way for her to kind of keep herself at a distance from them emotionally, so that way in these moments it's easier for her to leave whenever the time came?
Probably.
One of my favorite moments in these, excuse me, episodes was so at this point, the whole city is doing a massive manhunt for the Straw Hats. And part of it was while they were at the train station, all the people at the train station before they're leaving, they're having to take off their masks and stuff like that, which, takes away the whole, festival thing that Robin was talking about in last week's episodes or whenever the fuck that was. And there was this guy in line, or this guy that asked this woman in line, he's like, "Ma'am, I need you to take off your mask." And she's like, "I can't. This is my face." Like, she's pulling on her face. That was so
That was
fucking
funny.
funny.
That was funny.
I was like, I'm so glad that they had to do this little bit in there just with the whole mask thing. That was funny. And then I was kind of surprised, like you already talked about, they took the fucking tangerine trees off of the Mary. Like, everything is gone. Except the flag. Like, I'm surprised that Luffy was just okay with leaving his flag around. Like, I don't know. That just felt a little off to me because, like, if that gets in the hands of the wrong people or something like that, one, someone could disrespect your flag, which is bad for a pirate. We already saw Luffy get upset over people disrespecting a flag with Chopper in Drum Kingdom whenever Wapol was shooting Dr. Hero's flag. Luffy cares a lot about the flag. So I'm surprised he left it there. I was like, I feel like that's kind of asking for trouble. And then finally, we get to hear from Robin herself what is going on there. And it was just like everything she was saying, it felt dark and cold. Like, I don't want to say that I'm not saying like that she didn't mean anything or like that she was lying. It's just her words felt like empty and void of emotion, if that makes sense. Like I know you
They
guys were
did.
talking about that before.
Yeah.
So this was just an interesting scene, and like and seeing this flip from Robin is odd, especially what we've seen as of lately. And these are kind of this is what I'm talking about. When we were in Sky Island or at the end of Sky Island, a lot of people skip Sky Island. And these scenes are the reason you can't, because if you go straight from Alabasta to Water Seven, then you're not gonna understand these moments from Robin that we're already getting so far, these colder moments. Like it's just gonna feel normal for you. And we don't, I don't know that that is, you know, it's hard to tell at this point because, like we were already kind of talking about, this is very similar to Miss All Sunday. It's almost like she's going back into that persona. So, which one was the persona? Is Nico Robin the persona or is Miss All Sunday the persona?
Good question. And
So,
like, I
I.
wonder how many times. Well, I guess she probably hasn't. I don't know. I got the feeling that she did not. The like in all her travels and all the crews that she's like, you know, obliterated and left behind or whatever that dude said. Like, I got the feeling that she was more herself with the Straw Hats. So I wonder, like, maybe she's had to switch personas a lot, but maybe she hasn't. So like the All Sunday one is like more natural to her because she was just in it for most of the time.
Because I mean, like we know she's 28 now. The bounty was put on her head 20 years ago, so she's been doing this for 20 years now. I mean, it's hard to tell what her mindset could be.
Yeah, I'm sure she's like become a good actress at this point too.
Yeah. So since you brought it up, do you think that what is going on right now has anything to do with Aokiji, with running into him?
Oh, I didn't even think about that. I don't know.
Running into who? The
Aokiji,
Iceman?
the admiral that they met at the very beginning of the arc on the island, dude,
Mr.
turns into
Freeze.
ice. Yeah, turns into ice, beat everybody's
He's
ass.
always like laying down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that I
don't think so. I think that was just a coincidence.
Maybe it's just to really drive home the fact that this is about Robin
Yeah.
and her story.
Because that was to get us suspicious off the bat. Like, hey, by the way, you know, she's like terrible or
She's got a
whatever he
lot of,
said.
yeah, she's got a lot of question marks to her.
Yeah.
She's terrible. I love
She
that. I mean,
abandoned
pretty
her
much.
past crews and stuff.
She's a
Pretty
bad
much, she's gonna
person.
wreck you guys no matter what. Just watch out.
That's kind of like, I feel like she's a little bit like a spy. Like, how they, like, if you watch, like, I don't know why I'm thinking specifically of like British crime spy MI6 dramas or thrillers or whatever, like, these people have to be different people all the time when they're trying to infiltrate foreign governments or whatever. So they always have to like switch like who they are, and they're never really themselves. And since that's their life essentially, then they like it's probably somebody who doesn't have a family and they're, you know, good for traveling and disappearing and having
Right.
aliases and stuff. So I feel like at this point for her, maybe that kind of thing is natural. And that's maybe she was recruited to CP9 because of that kind of a thing.
Okay. Yeah, I could see
Maybe
that for
so.
sure. Because, like, I mean, you would think if this organization is as secretive and because, like, even at the beginning when Robin joins the crew and Usopp is questioning her and interrogating her, you know, and he says, "What's your specialty?" And her response is killing, like.
Oh shit.
So like in this kind of person that is running from place to place that like you were talking about gets good at putting these different faces on and being alone, like it would make sense that that's the kind of person that CP9 is looking for. So, yeah, I can definitely see what you're saying there. Okay, episode 241. While the crew tries to evade all of the angry Water Sevenians, yes, I did make that up. Usopp buys some lumber for the Mary to start fixing her up. With Franky all fueled up again, he decides to head back out in search of Luffy. The remaining Straw Hats discuss everything and how to proceed. Zoro, being the first mate that he is, voices on the direction to go. The number one priority for the crew now is figuring out if Robin is friend or foe. They decide to meet Robin back at Iceberg's tonight to capture her and figure out what the hell is going on. In the meantime, Franky decides to capture Usopp in an attempt to lure Luffy back out from hiding. The shipwrights prepare for another attack as the Straw Hats watch the Galley Law main office from a distance on one side, while Robin and her masked friend are on the other. Amanda, let's let you go first. I'm pretty sure, have you gone first 3 times now? Like, I have
I don't
gotten lost just
remember.
to, I don't fucking know. Usually I'm pretty good at remembering,
It's
and this
fine.
episode I'm just fucking forgetting, so
Let's see. I guess I'm kind of, I just want like all these plans to unfold. This is like the before stage of like pre-plan. Because we haven't yet seen what the CP9 directive was for Robin and the masked guy, who's very creepy looking, by the way. He's huge. I almost wonder like if he's on stilts or something underneath that outfit. Just very tall, and that mask is very creepy.
That would be the best reveal. Or
if it's like three little kids in a trench coat.
What if it's Corgi and the other two
Maybe.
guys?
and they're just stacked on top of each other. That would
Yeah.
be
Yeah,
so
sitting on each
fucking
other's
funny.
shoulders. That's funny.
It's Karu under the mask.
Karu, oh, he's an assassin.
Good boy.
I think it was in this episode that they were like on the run still, and then they were like hiding under the bridge, and Luffy was
Yes.
clinging onto the underneath,
Yes.
and they're all sitting on him. That was very funny. At one point, I forget when this was, but Iceberg says that Robin is a demon. I was like, what does he mean? Because earlier on, he said that he would never forget those eyes. So I was like, what is he? What have they? What's happened between them?
Who
Because
hurt
he's,
you?
yeah, I mean, like that's kind of freaky that like I'm assuming this was like when she was a child. That's just what I'm gathering is when he first saw those eyes. And that's like scary that he would remember the eyes of a child for
I mean,
that long. Like, that's a lot.
I guess it depends what that child is doing.
Exactly. Like, something bad had to have happened, but why? And then, like, I also want to know what Sanji's plan is because he kind of goes off on his own. And I don't remember if they did he talk to the he did talk to the rest of them, right? Or did he
I don't
just
think he
send Chopper
was.
back?
I
I
think
think it
he
was
just
just
sent
Chopper.
Chopper.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't know what he's doing. And then weirdly, I feel like he keeps evading recognition. Because that happened
Who's
in,
Sanji?
yeah. Because like nobody knew who he was when he was in that hut with the snail
Oh
phone.
I absolutely love that you brought that up, but I'm just gonna leave that
Okay, yeah. And then like
there.
now it's happening again, and like do they not have a wanted poster of him?
No, right now Zoro, Robin, and Luffy are the only wanted posters
Okay.
on the crew.
Got it. Yeah, so I guess he's still nobody knows who he is, so that's good for him and he can wander around. But I want to know what he's doing. Is he also following Robin?
I feel like he's got to be. He's planning
Yeah.
something.
Yeah.
He's not
Yeah,
being
he's
a
Sanji. He's fine. We don't need to worry about Sanji. He's
Yeah, I
golden.
just want to know what's going on.
Sure.
Thought it was kind of sad that Usopp's still trying to repair the Mary.
Yeah, that was.
But yeah, I don't know how far he'll get with that. I guess we'll see. And then, yeah, I just want to know what all these plans are going to be,
This continued
how
build
they'll
up.
unfold. And then, like, they're all sitting in a tree at the end. spying on the mayor's house.
That sounds like a game that people used to play with the kids. Let's hide in the tree and spy on people.
Oh yeah, that is. I used to love to spy on people. Like I
Ah,
that movie Harriet the Spy came out when I was like around the same age as her, and I was obsessed. I was like, I'm gonna be a private detective and I'm gonna spy on all my neighbors and stuff. And I took a little notebook around with me and like wrote things down about
oh,
people.
that's adorable.
That's awesome. That's creepy as
And
fuck. I was
weird.
just gonna.
I was gonna say it's adorable and creepy.
Yes.
No, as long as you're not like being a voyeur, like,
Oh yeah, no, I wasn't looking on
no, I
people
didn't think you were.
getting it on. Derek, on the other hand, I don't know.
I was gonna say, did you have like in your notebook, this lady keeps saying oh, and I
Is it my
don't.
neighbor? Because I hear that too. It's great. Lasts for
Oh,
3 seconds.
girlfriends, come on now.
Congratulations on your short sex. I'm publicly shaming you.
That was the funniest line I've ever heard. Congratulations on your short sex.
Again, everybody in Unit 203 is offended.
Yep. Sorry. Unless you live above me.
There is someone and one of our listeners in Thailand that is like, I
I can
don't know
assure
why
you
she's
I'm not in
attacking me.
Thailand, and I'm sure you're wonderful. Let's have food sometime. I love Thai food.
Oh God, I love Thai food. I want real Thai food though. Like I want
Yes.
the real stuff.
It's delicious.
Ugh. And I'm
Anyway.
hungry again.
Me too. I'm very hungry.
Sorry. Whitney, what do you think of this episode?
Why are they still chasing these pirates when there's a hurricane a coming?
Good question.
What
I
are they
forgot all about
doing? They're
that.
supposed to be moving to higher ground. And there's another question. How high do we have to go? Is there room for everybody? I don't know. I didn't really know what Usopp was doing. I thought he was going to home alone some stuff when he went and bought all that stuff from that guy. But no, he's just fixing a ship that doesn't need to be fixed, which was really depressing and sad. But I really did like it showed him just sitting on the ship and talking to it. That was, I feel like that's going to be good closure for him. Because I don't think any of us think he's going to fix the ship.
No, I
I
feel
mean,
like Aqua Laguna is gonna
yeah, it's going to
obliterate the
tear it
ship.
apart. And I think the flag, I was thinking about this earlier and I forgot to say it, but like maybe that's symbolic of like, I'm not going to take this off the Mary because it's the Mary and it's part of us and we're going to let it stay. I don't
I can
know
see that
if
for sure.
that's maybe too deep, but
Don't I don't think so at all. Like that's a sentimental thing. We know Luffy's sentimental about stuff, so like, yeah,
yeah.
absolutely.
And this little guy gives Usopp food too because he hears his stomach growling, which was sad also and nice. Frankie is mad again, which I feel that today. I've been irritable all day because he says, I feel another rampage coming on. And I was like,
Oh,
me too, bro.
yeah, that was me on Monday.
Yeah. We've been there. We've all been there. But I can't remember who they were referring. I guess they were referring to Frankie because they were like, where is he going? What's going on? And the drunk lady is like, only idiots know what idiots are thinking. What a good line. Like,
Love it. I'm
I
telling you,
could use
she's
that on a daily.
the best.
Use that on the
This the
daily.
one where like they were walking and his square-haired friends were like crab walking
Sideways.
and he's like, what are you walking
Sideways.
like that for? And they're like, because if we do this, we get
Yeah.
blown back. I'm like, what is your hair?
It's
Why
too
is it
flat.
flat?
Let's talk about sweet baby Zoro and how smart he was this episode. He like correctly predicted everything that was getting ready to happen, and he looked at it so logically. He was like, she's got something bigger planned for tonight. That's correct, and we already knew that because we heard it from them, the CP9 himself. And he thinks that she told them about all this, that she was going to get blamed or they were going to get blamed because she wants to lure them to the crime scene to pin it on them, maybe, or for another reason. He's like, here's the thing. We don't know why she's doing this, but we need to figure it out. He's been so logical and smart here. And I love that for him. But Luffy's just like, we gotta go capture her. I don't believe this. Luffy never believes anybody's gonna turn against him. And he's usually right. I mean, he didn't believe that Nami was really bad, right? And I may
Yeah.
be convoluting that with the live action, but like he was like, no, she doesn't mean it. There's no way. So I'm hoping that he's right about Robin. And this was when I think Amanda mentioned it again that Iceberg calls her a demon, and Khalifa doesn't like the fact that he has a poster of her on the wall, which we recognized in that episode way back. We were like, why does he have a poster of Child Robin on his wall? That's very strange and weird. I don't know. There's something. There's a story there. He was wronged or perceived, he perceived a wrong
Something's
from
going
Robin
on there.
somehow. Yeah. Yeah, something's up.
Agreed. So the Zoro on the rooftop, like Whitney was talking about. I loved this scene from Zoro, and this one particular line, I was like, fuck yes. Like I loved it so much. It was, if she's my friend, I have to be ready to forgive. If she's my enemy, I have to be ready to fight.
And it's
Like,
just his sword, up
yes.
close to his sword, opening and closing. Yeah, that was good.
Yes, I absolutely love that line. Like that he's preparing himself mentally for both. And like at first everyone's like not liking the way he's talking about. He's like, if you're not ready for this, that's when you're gonna get fucked. Like, you have to be ready for both ends of this because he also understands if Robin is still friend, then something much larger is going on here that's making her do this, and we need to be ready to help her if that's the case. But if nothing bigger is going on here, and everything is as it seems, then we have to fight this person that has been on our crew now for several weeks. And I think we kind of talked about it before in Alabasta, like with Robin's powers, we've seen them used so many times in so many different ways, but like thinking about him used against the own like our own crew, I think the only person that she would not be able to beat is Luffy. And again, it's just because he's made of rubber. She physically cannot snap his spine.
Why did she shoot Iceberg? I kind of forgot about her powers. Like, why didn't she just ciseflure him?
I mean, that's true as
Maybe
well.
she held him still and shot him? I don't know.
Maybe.
We didn't
Because I'm
see
like,
it,
well,
so.
maybe she's more fatal than gunshots, and if they want to keep him alive, then that was the way. But like, that's so attracts so much attention.
And so, and that's a good point too. So like maybe she went to a gun there knowing that with a gun she knows exactly where she's hitting. Granted, we've seen her use her hands enough. I think she knows what bone she's breaking when she's snapping.
Right, and she wasn't disguised. Because if she were, then I could see her like, oh, I don't want him to know who I am, so I'm not going to do that. I'll shoot him instead.
It's interesting. And I've still thought about this, like even in present day One Piece, I'm like, who dies with a gun? Like that's one of the questions that makes me laugh so much is because I feel like guns are pointless in One Piece. Nobody dies when they get shot. The only person that I can think of is Bellemere. She got shot in the face by
Oh.
Arlong and
Oh
died.
yeah.
But again, flashback, people die in flashbacks. Like that's the only place
Right.
people die.
Yeah, and that like served a plot point to have her die.
So I'm like, that's the guns are useless in my opinion. Like if anybody gets shot, they're fine. They're
Yeah,
golden. No
five
need to worry
times, still
about it.
okay.
Yeah, we're good. And then the scene with Kiwi and Mozu blowing away because of their hair and like having to walk sideways so it didn't catch. That was funny. And I really want to know where they got this hairstyle from and who did it.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, you know you kind of want that hair.
I don't think I can do
You
that. I don't
don't
have
think
that
so?
kind of hair texture.
You
You'd have to
could.
have really curly hair.
Well, one of the. Because, like, I don't know. I know their names are Kiwi and Mozu. I don't know which one is Kiwi and which one is Mozu, honestly. But one of them, you can tell her hair is curly because, like, both of them are still a square, but like one of them is a very curly looking square, and the other one is just fucking straight edge square. And so it's like, I think
But
one
is
of them
it
has square and the other one doesn't, or
like to
has
tease
curly
it
hair.
up and scissor that shape? It would have to be scissor that shape. But like, I feel like, I don't know. But I don't know people hair. I used to cut dog hair, and like poodle hair is easy to do that with because
Oh, right.
Oh,
you tease
okay.
it
it and then you shape it into whatever shape. But people hair, I'm sure, would be way
Makes
different.
sense.
So
And like, why a square? Couldn't they go like triangle or maybe trapezoid or
you do like a
something?
mohawk.
Because
It's fashionable.
says who?
Them. It's their body. Quit policing people's bodies.
Sorry, you're right. You're right. I'm okay. That's fine. I'll stop right there.
Wish the other one's name was Strawberry and not Mosey,
Kiwi
so
and
they could be. Yeah, that'd be funny.
strawberry. I mean, and then we could at least figure out, hey, strawberry is the one in pink. And
I can't even remember what color they were wearing.
one was in pink
Yellow,
and one was
white?
in yellow. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, and I noticed that they like are I wanted to know if they like just shared outfits or something, because I noticed that they are wearing the opposite clothes. Like, one of them is wearing a bikini top with pants, and the other one is wearing a t-shirt with bikini bottoms. It's so, like, did they just take one bikini and one set of clothes and then just swap? I don't know. It was something that I
Sure.
noticed. Anyway.
That's like what there's a recent episode of Doctor Who where something like that happened and it was like half clothes on people.
What was it? I can't remember what show it was, but there was a show I was watching, and this person was talking about how her mom and dad met. And they were like, oh yeah, my grandparents fought in the Civil War together or something like that. That's why I'm thinking this show is like in the 50s or some shit, or like set in the 50s or some shit. But they were talking about, oh yeah, our grandparents were both in the Civil War. One was with the Union Army and the other was with the Confederate. One of them got his right leg blown off, the other one got his left leg blown off. And so they would meet together at the shoe stop every or at the shoe shop every year and buy a pair of shoes together. And
That's really sad, but kind of nice.
I know. It was like, I don't know. Obviously, I was not that emotional, but it was a nice little story.
That's very unfortunate.
Right? But I mean, at least they were like a perfect match. They both had the same shoe size and everything. They could just buy a pair of shoes together.
Like gloves would be a little easier, at least. And you don't have to worry about sizes.
Yeah. So you would prefer they lose hands then?
Yeah, I mean, at least you
Okay.
can still walk.
I mean, that's true.
If you know what
And
that show was, let us know. I'm curious.
yeah, because I honestly cannot. I'm thinking maybe something about. I'm wondering if maybe it was like NCIS or something. NCIS maybe or Psych. I don't
Sounds like a
know.
psych thing. That sounds like something that one
Doesn't
of
it
them
sounds
would
like something
say.
that would be Psych? Because I do remember like. There is an episode in season one that's a Civil War themed episode, but I don't think that was it. Maybe, I don't know. Actually, you know what? I do think that was it. I'm pretty sure that was it. Okay. Anyway, we can move on. But yeah, so we kind of see again, we see Caliva asking Iceberg, so why do you have her picture on the wall? And he's like, do you really want me to tell you? Because you're not going to like the answer or some shit. Or I think he says he's not going to tell her. I don't think he asks. And that's when he calls Robin a demon. So it's kind of becoming, as we continue to find more and more about this connection with Robin and Iceberg, it is becoming less and less friendship and more rivalry kind of thing that is going on here. Like someone did something to the other that's not good.
Are they like anti-devil fruit people? Because demon made me think of devil.
Like people that are against devil fruit users.
Yeah, like
Like
people being against the X-Men because they're mutants.
I mean, I'm sure that maybe it's a possibility.
Demon, the use of the word demon just made me
Demon,
think of that.
devil, yeah, fair enough. Anything else on these episodes? All righty, any last quotes? Nope, cool.
No.
Pirate pal.
Tile
I was gonna
stones.
say it's fucking
It
Tile Stone.
is. I love him. I
And you
love
got
his
him a
big.
scr you got him in a screaming face
I got him
too.
in a scream. I took his picture as he was screaming. He was when he was knocked on the floor, and they were like, "You're yelling." He's like, "I'm sorry, I can't help
I'm
it."
sorry.
You're yelling. She's like, "You're all yelling. Shut up."
Yeah, I like that guy, and he's huge. He's a big dude.
Maybe he's the guy inside of the trench
Oh.
coat.
Now you're cooking.
Dun dun dun.
A manifestation.
It's that. I want to know who's inside the trench coat.
It's that. I knew you were gonna say that. And piece of shit.
Nico Robin.
Ooh. I
It
mean,
was a shitty thing to do to let them take the
yes,
blame.
she's being very shitty right now.
I can't say anything against that. That's fair.
I know.
I was gonna say Kiwi and Mozu's hair.
They are not hurting anybody, you body shamer.
I mean, it just the only reason they're not hurting anybody is because they're walking sideways. If they walked straight, then yes, they would be hurting
They'll
somebody.
put somebody's eye out.
Okay, we can go with Robin for the piece of shit. I like that.
Well, whatever y'all think, I'm the only one that said anything, so.
No, I mean, that does make sense,
Like,
sadly.
I was
I
kind of
just feel like
thinking.
she's being mean. Like, she's not helping, and they care about her, and I'm mad about it.
Yeah, I mean, I was gonna say Frankie, but he felt obvious. So I like Robin a lot better than Frankie, as
I
far as
think
like for
he's
the piece.
less a piece of shit this week just because he's goofy, silly.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, Robin it is. And MVPs. I went with Khalifa.
Why?
Because she helped Luffy find Iceberg. And we both know that if she would not have done that, Luffy would still be running around in that fucking mansion looking for him.
Jesus.
I
Well, he's not
mean,
Zorro.
that's true.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to give it to Zoro, but I was like, no, we just gave it to him last week for being a badass and talking about lines. Zoro's
That's
fine.
fair, but
maybe like Sanji, I don't
I was
know.
thinking Sanji
Okay.
because he did a lot of like noble, he wasn't being creepy, he was looking for Robin. He's off doing something I feel like is going to be heroic.
Yeah.
And he warned Usopp about
Right.
the storm.
Okay. I mean, that's all fair.
But
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, I see where you're coming from too, but I don't know that it accomplished anything when he went to see Iceberg.
It accomplished that they kind of know what happened now, slightly.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that was
I
the
don't
main
know.
goal, and we both know Luffy doesn't give up until he find until he achieves his goal. So,
Well, and
yeah, I
Chopper
did think it
told
was a
them
big help.
too.
But yeah. No, I see what you're talking about with Sanji as well. Like I could do Sanji for sure. I do like I already mentioned Zoro a little bit, even though I'm not nominating him, but Zoro is quietly having a fucking amazing arc. Like he really
Yeah.
is. Between the lines over the past couple weeks and this one, he's not doing much like as far as actions, but the way he's supporting his crew and showing who he is, I'm fucking loving Zoro in this arc. I really am.
Yeah, always.
Yeah, I feel
So.
like he's not that he was not a grown up before, but it feels like he's grown up a little.
Yeah, I can see that for sure. Okay, so Sanji it is. Next week we have episodes 242 to 246. And now I can finally stop saying 2:30.
Good.
Anything else before we head on out of here?
No.
Okay.
Wow, I feel good.
Everyone, I hope you all have an amazing rest of your week. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Going Merry Pod, and you can also shoot us emails at strawhatpod@gmail.com. And again, thank you so much for all the listens and everything like that. I mean, 5,000 and less than a, 5,000 listens in less than a year that we've been doing this podcast is absolutely incredible.
Thank you.
So that's great. And I hope you all, I know I already said it, but I fucking hope you do, okay? I hope you have a great rest of your week. That is a very aggressive way to say
So
that.
aggressive. You better
Have a
have a
good
good
rest of your
week,
week. I'm
you
not even
fuck.
fucking sorry, okay? Yeah.
I'm not sorry.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.